Blog Talk Radio.
My family is into education, and so it's something that is near and dear to my heart in this space because I used to teach at Paul Mitchell, and I really, really enjoyed it because you get to see the kids have that, well, I won't say kids, the students have that aha moment.
Yes.
Because I'm like, they're not kids. They could be my age. And so you have them have that aha moment, and it's always enlightening. And then you want to do that for the clients, too, because we know it's our profession. We went to school for this, and they have no idea what they're asking for. They have no idea what's going on with their hair. They can try and Google it. They can try and learn, but it's our job not only to do their hair but to educate them on their personal hair so that they can know, hey, I have this, I have that. Maybe I can't do what my sister does, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's a passion I have, not just, you know, doing hair, but to educate on the other side of it too.
Absolutely. Now, I guess I've got to start out by just letting everybody know where regionally you're located, you know, geographically, I guess I should say. Where are you located?
Well, I am right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, born and raised.
Oh, wow. Shouting out Nashville. Okay. Yeah. It has been my desire to create a regular segment devoted to natural hair on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And as we move into this, you know, next 1,000 shows, I want that. I've been a part of this natural hair phenomena, if you will, since I feel like the beginning. I started out in the 90s with it. And it's always been a big part of what we do. I've always invited everybody to be part of our conversation wherever you are along the spectrum of hair, whether it's, you know, whether you're in cosmetology, barbering, wherever you are, products, manufacturer, wherever. I want everybody to be part of this conversation. So we welcome everybody to the show. And to build our hair team, we've got Keisha McAllister out on the West Coast, who's a cosmetologist out there, Siobhan Desir in New Jersey, and I've got to say, Crystal Jones Bond in the natural hair space. Yeah, so we are just kind of picking it up and just running with it. And I love that. So when folks tune into our broadcast, they'll be able to hear, could be any one of you or all three or you know, and special guests and all of that, talking about natural hair. And there's so much to unpack about it these days. I mean, it's big news right now, and it's in the news, and we'll get into that a little bit. But what can you tell folks? I mean, first of all, are you excited to be kind of coming on the Hair Radio Morning Show? What are your thoughts? What goes through your mind, Crystal?
I am so excited. I really am. Again, just to spread great information and to be a part of something so iconic and something that's been around forever, to do that type of work and to be invited into something like this, I'm honored. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, you know, this will be really nice for Crystal. And for the fans, it really is. And I'm looking forward to having her as really somebody who can step into that cheap natural hair space that we have and just, you know, and bring it with great ideas, great things that you guys are interested in. Because natural hair, you know, that's where we are. And we've got a lot to talk about. That's where, you know, that we'll be getting into in the days to come. So I'm just excited. I really am. Because I got to tell folks, we've got, you know, folks who are down in the Nashville area, Nashville, Tennessee area, may want to kind of look you up or all that kind of stuff. Anything you want to share, you know, that folks can find you. And, of course, they can always come through Hair Radio. But anything more direct?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram. It is Crystal Jones Bond, C-R-Y-S-T-L-E-J-O-N-E-S-B-O-N-D. And you can also go to our website for my salon, Assuage Hair and Body. It's www.assuagehair.com, A-S-S-U-A-G-E-H-A-I-R.com. I have to spell it out because everybody's like, how do you say that again?
I already know Assuage. I was lost already when you came out the gate. But, no, I got it now. I said, well, Crystal, I know she's with Assuage. I've got to get the spelling right. I got to pronounce it right. I said, now I know the folks have a time with your shop.
They do. They just say, oh, I got a Crystal. But I'm like, no, yeah, use a brand name. It's a Slay.
Yeah, you know what?
video to explain what it is and why I named it because it's so bougie. I'm sorry, but that's what I did.
Well, it's a beautiful name. We love a Slay. In fact, I actually, when I was a little kid, I used to be very much into words and vocabulary. I never knew how to pronounce that word. When I was a little child, I was reading on a much higher level, and I used to study, and assuage was one of the words that was a part of my vocabulary. But I used to call it a song. I never knew how to say it. It took me years before I was able to connect the dots. Literally.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I've always been exposed to this, and I think it's a beautiful word, and it fits what you do to the T. Yes, Crystal. What I want to kind of ask you though, what might you be looking to bring and contribute in the way of mastery? Is there is there something that kind of really sticks out at you that you might want to, kind of bring to the platform or any ideas on that?
Oh, yeah. My
and
goal
I'm putting
on the really.
Spot this morning because we haven't talked about this, folks.
Well, somebody else asked me this once or twice. You know, I've been in magazines, so I'm like, okay, I'm prepared. My goal as a natural hair specialist is to put out content for natural hair. In elegant ways. A lot of times when you see the Oscars, the Grammys, the weddings, what have you, you see straight hair. You see, pin curls. You see, long, elegant, straight styles, and that's great. I don't want to take that away from anyone. I just want as well for the mindset to shift a little bit to say, you know what, my afro is also cute with this dress, or my afro or my curls or my locks are still gorgeous with this look. So, when you think, oh, I'm getting married, I need to go ahead and get a wig or straighten my hair, it doesn't always have to be that way. I want you to be 100% you. If you're wearing locks, wear locks on your wedding day. If you wear an afro on a regular basis or a two-strand twist, wear that on your wedding day because it's 100% your confidence and who you are, so you don't have to change yourself to be more gorgeous.
It doesn't get any
it's
better than that.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Gary Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
shoe and three and four. You're all I adore to the 7 and 8. See, I've been making mistakes, cause when you're on my mind, I just can't think straight. Back to the 5 and 6. I'm all in your mix and I'm all into you. Without the lipstick, without the L'Oreal, you remain the same angel that I fell for real, for real.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them
yeah.
instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
need to get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people
yeah.
that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, Subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. Afrolock Magazine. We're making black progress together.
Get set. Michael Hopkins, let me be the very first to talk about this, and I'm so excited because this is a conversation I've been looking forward to having, and it really is about getting set, and that's S period E period T. That's S-E-T. So let's kind of dig into this because we're really talking about health and safety at the salons and barbershops and businesses in general out there.
Oh, yeah.
So let's kind of delve into this. So what exactly is Get Set? And again, it really has to do with safety at the shops. And that's what it really stands for. Salons, emergency training, and or,
right,
in this case, talk. So Michael, what comes to mind when you think about safety at shops, just in general?
Well, in general, Carrie, just safety is so paramount that you have safety in the workplace. It's paramount. And it consists of so much, and that's why I'm so glad that we're talking about this. This is a very important topic.
I agree. And folks want to know why this is so important. Well, I have to say, because this is something, it's a new day. And there was a period of time where maybe we didn't have to be so concerned about our security when we were at our favorite hair salon or barbershop. But that day has kind of gone by. And what we're kind of left now with is just making certain that we have salons and barbershops with adequate, beyond adequate security measures and procedures in place. And so that's kind of where we are today in terms of talking about it. Exactly what can you do if you are faced with an emergency at your shop? And,
Very much so.
Michael, what should one be thinking about at their shop? And how should we break this down for hairstylists and barbers and shop owners who may have never thought about having to be concerned about their personal safety or the safety of their customers? What would you say to them?
Wow, Carrie, one of the first things that I would say to anyone who owns that type of establishment, or any type of establishment actually, Carrie, is be aware of your surroundings. That's the first thing. Let's be aware of our surroundings.
Situational awareness.
There it is, situational awareness. Many times people are not paying attention. As you know, Carrie, we're in the age now of a lot of these electronic devices. We're in that age now where these things are practically glued to us.
Sure.
And unfortunately and regrettably, we're so dependent upon these devices, we get mesmerized with them. We all do it. And when you get mesmerized with these devices, you kind of lose track of the world around you and the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you so, you know, in the beginning of this, Carrie Hines, as you so eloquently put it, we're in an age now that you have to pay attention.
You just have to.
You don't have a choice anymore. Yes, it was a time where, you know, people were kinder and it was okay. But nowadays, you have to pay attention. That's the number one thing. If I was to say anything to anybody.
Okay, so I like what you said about the situational awareness. So that means knowing what's happening around you in basic terms. And so that means kind of putting that cell phone down and kind of always being observant. And if you are scrolling to the right or scrolling up and down or sliding to the right or whatever it is, then please just make sure of what's going on at the shop or wherever you are. Remember, emergencies can happen at the least likely time. So, you know, you just have to always kind of, you know, you don't have to be, you know, scared or anything, but just be, you know, on guard, you know, in case you need to take further action, which we're going to talk about.
Just in case. You know, one of the things, you know, Carrie, one of the things also that can people should develop, and we're going to talk about this, you know, a lot more extensively, is learning how to scan the area that you're in.
Very important. Now, you're talking externally, because I was just kind of alluding to inside the shop. But, I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, outside, and there are so many things and measures that we're going to, like Michael said, really elaborate as we kind of move along with this, because this is not a one-and-done type conversation. We're just beginning to kind of peel back the layers so that you can really understand how important this is. This is just the beginning of many of these health and security conversations that we are going to have through our Hair Radio Get Set program. So I'm happy to talk about it. But again, like you said, Michael, externally. So when you talk about externally, the first thing that jumps in my mind are like cameras.
Very much so, Carrie. Cameras, believe it or not, cameras can deter crime.
Wow.
You know, people sometimes don't think that, Carrie, but cameras can deter crime. And
what about the sign?
Yeah.
So how does that work? So what I would suggest, if you know, definitely cameras, you know, outside the shop and kind of obvious and make it kind of obvious and or post a big old sign that says this premises is watched by cameras in many places. Some cameras you see, others you don't.
You don't. And 24/7 and, you know, whatever.
All of that. Yeah.
And it helps. It helps. Statistics.
Sure.
You know, Carrie, statistics, when you study crime and, you know, statistics bear this out, that it's little things that a shop owner, a business owner can do that will deter crime. We used to have a saying when I was in the military, when I was in law enforcement, when I was in security, when I was in that type of world, is that you have different types of targets, we would call them. And you have what they call soft targets, and you have hard targets.
Yeah.
And, when just when you have certain things, and, you know, and as you and I have been saying, we're going to go all out in this, because this is a very important target.
I agree,
but
Michael.
I agree. Yeah, just, now, ideas.
Absolutely. Now, we were just saying about the cameras externally. Of course, now, there's a lot of ways that you can look at it and not just have the cameras externally. You can have the cameras internally, inside the buildings areas. When I remember starting out, cameras set up used to cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, it did.
That's what it was in the old days.
Nowadays, it was a fortune.
You can get a good camera system for probably $30. So it's really, the price has come down drastically.
Very much so.
Right? And you can have cameras in all the locations and areas.
And
the
guess
other
what
key,
else?
Michael, Well, I just want to drive home this point about that, because remember we said earlier that externally by what can deter that is a sign that says some of the cameras are visible, others are not, because that's going to make them also think twice that they can come into your shop and look for the cameras and destroy them. They may not even know what is the camera. So that is the other point I wanted to make. So have them outside and inside. And one other important part about that, Michael, God forbid any type of occurrence and anything that threatens your security, remember that your neighbors, what you want to do also, get your neighbors to understand and participate that each of you should have cameras that can also overlap the areas that we're talking about.
Interlocking cameras. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
That's a great way. You talk about where they will think not just two times. They'll be thinking three and four times about at your location because of the chance that the camera's going to, either your camera or one of your neighbor's cameras will pick up the impropriety. That's just some of the things that when it comes to things that can prevent these types of occurrences with regards to safety at your shop.
You know something else too, Carrie, about the cameras. And as you said, the cost has gone down so much with the camera equipment, and the quality has gone up. The resolution, the resolution of a lot of these cameras for the cost is just amazing.
Right, compared to the way it
really
was.
Is compared to it was just 10 years ago. Just 10 years ago.
Five.
A lot of these, even five. Some of the high resolution cameras, even with the dark, they can make it look like it's daytime. So you can't help. If you had to turn anything over to law enforcement, they couldn't help but identify somebody because of the great resolution of a lot of these cameras.
Absolutely. And Michael, since we talk about what can deter a would-be criminal or someone who doesn't mean any good, who sees you inside your shop or sees clients or what have you, remember that you always want to have windows and things that are kind of unobstructed so that people can always see what's happening inside the shop. That's important. I've always believed that and advocate for that. Use good judgment. So you got to use your good judgment. The other thing, Michael, that we kind of did not talk about on the air, but I think is so important, and that is, if you need or feel that it's warranted, you have a big shop, maybe a security guard. A security guard can also deter potentially or possibly deter criminal activity happening at your shop.
Also, Carrie, you could a shop owner could also have off-duty law enforshment in the shop also.
The security. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends who do that kind of thing, and I think that is absolutely amazing. But this is something that is really great. Now, the security guards, it's up to you to make the determination where your comfort level is with whether or not they will be armed, and there are all kinds of legalities and things that you can easily find out in your state what happens and how to do so. But again, having that visual deterrent, a body or two saying, hold it, what are you doing, might be the way for you to go. So that's something to certainly consider. Now, Michael, I've got to say, I just love this conversation. And again,
it's an excellent conversation.
Yes, and this is all about our hair radio and our program called Get Set. And SET stands, again, for Salon Emergency Training. And that's really about preparedness, being ready for just about anything. And I really love that. And just even talking about it and kind of planting a seed will help,
right,
or could potentially help you,
right,
in the time that you need it to help you. And so that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
Oh, what I was going to say also, Carrie, many of the local law enforcement agencies,
yeah,
actually have programs where they will send an officer out to your business and they
a
will,
wellness check.
Right. Pretty much, right. They'll come out, they can look through your business, they can point out things that could be a potential problem as far as, you know, criminal activity. And I mean, it's, you know, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a different type,
yeah,
of wellness thing. But yeah, that's a,
yeah,
great idea.
Well, you know, yeah, and some of them, they will do internal, external checks, you know, with,
yeah,
your security and all that good
just
stuff.
They'll give you some tips, right? Some,
yeah, they'll give
tips,
you some helpful tips.
I love that idea. Now, Michael, there are all kinds of firms. And here's my advice, you know, just be aware as the owner, you may not have a big budget where you can hire, you know, this fancy dancy security firm to come in and do a whole bunch,
right,
of training. So you've got to take a lot of what you hear here at on our special presentation. We're also working on rolling out podcasts and a whole bunch of other things that we'll share with you in the days,
very,
to come. Right? But I think,
oh,
some of
very
the other
much
people,
so.
Yeah, I think this is, again, the first step on, and I'm just loving it.
Right.
Okay.
First
now,
step. You're right, Carrie. You're absolutely
step,
right. This is the first step.
Now, speaking of first steps, to me, having a conversation, since you are the shop owner, you may be also a hairstylist or a barber or at any kind of company for that much. The first thing, as the person in charge, you want to lead with a conversation to me with your team, your staff, the folks who are helping your business, who may be customer-facing or not. So if somebody comes in, you know, that's something that's really super important. And, Michael, just to quickly go back, just while we were talking about external things that could deter crime and all of that, you know, from them coming inside the shop, I just wanted to make sure that we also remind everybody that, again, making sure that the door, the type of door, can also deter someone from coming because they can't get in.
Very much so.
In. So once
very
they know
so.
That... Right, that you have a buzzer,
yes.
They call it a buzzer, on your door so that you have to be buzzed in. And I think that can help. Am I right, Michael, with preventing?
Very much so. Very much so. They have to be buzzed in and buzzed out, Carrie. That is a big deterrent. That's a big deterrent. Because, sure, you could get, you know, somebody get in, they can do a crime, but if you can't get out, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. And so that's kind of a good barometer as well. Just remember, I love that idea about having to buzz people in and out of your location. And also having it set up where maybe there's a two-step entry. So they can
right.
get to the first door, but not the second door. And also, just even if you are able to do a business, most folks may not be able to sustain a shop on folks who only book by appointment. You need that extra dollar, so to speak, as business, you know, from folks walking in. So managing to, you know, service walk-in clients. Well, see, that's where this kind of thing can get out of hand sometimes with regards to safety concerns. So you kind of have to weigh where your comfort level is with all of this, and I think it's important.
But, oh, it's very important,
right?
Karen. It's very important,
Michael,
Karen.
We're going to continue to talk about those conversations with educating your staff and customers and all of that. But first, before we get there, I wanted to kind of talk with you a moment because you really come out of that realm of security and training. So let's talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins. Can you share with everybody the importance of security training in general and some of your experience?
Oh, yes, sir, very much so. Security training, it is so important. It's essential that if you have a staff, if you have just a staff of one or two people, security training in itself is so very important. You always want to, you know, Carrie, the training part of security, just understanding how things work, understanding about your surroundings, understanding about how to watch people, how to understand how to ratchet up when you have a situation, an escalating situation, and then how to ratchet it down.
Exactly.
All of that is so, it's so important to understand that stuff. We're dealing with the public, Carrie. It's one thing that I learned in over the 20 years that I was in the security realm is that I learned how to deal with the public, with people, and I learned how to observe people. That's the key.
Yeah,
you learn
yeah.
how to watch and observe people. Also,
exactly.
you develop, you know, another thing too, Carrie, that is very good to develop, listening skills. Developing listening skills when you're dealing with people.
I say
you
use
begin,
all of the senses
yeah,
that you
all
can.
The, yeah, yeah. The sight, hearing,
right.
smell,
exactly.
you know, just.
Whatever it takes, Michael Hopkins.
Yep.
And remember.
Paying attention.
Folks,
yes.
Paying attention, important.
Yes.
So it kind of reminds me and goes back to having those conversations. You're wondering, how do you start? You understand all of this. You've already kind of got the wonderful security measures in place outside your shop. You've taken the next steps of having things set up with security cameras on the inside, possibly a guard. And again, you know, thinking about where utilizing the booking in advance type idea or the, you know, no walk-ins, where the cash flow is not just, you don't have a big piles of cash sitting there
right.
in your shop where someone's thinking they could just walk on in and, you know, and take it off your hands. So what you want to do is really think about that. And again, if you are going to do walk-ins and you've got cash just sitting around, make sure that you have some kind of process, in my opinion, to get it off premises. You know, that's what I believe in. I have always, I just get it off premises as quickly as I can.
Very
you know,
much
just,
so.
That, yeah, you know, and have very little cash on hand and try to utilize electronics. Like Michael said, we're in a now a new age where there's a lot of gadgets
right.
and things like that. So people and persons
right.
and can prepay using credit cards or ATM
right.
cards and things like that. And so I just think that that can make all the difference with regards to your security and safety. So
yes,
conversations
it does,
Carrie. With your team members, conversations with your customers, it's time to get them on board
right.
with your safety plan.
Very much
and
so.
Again,
you know,
yes.
you know another thing too, Carrie.
What's that?
Practice.
Yes. So that sounds
as,
like
yeah.
Just, you know, creating a plan and reviewing
right.
that plan with your team and customers and literally doing some drills. You know there that you word, go. Michael Hobson.
Yep, doing those drills. Yes, sir. I know that word very well.
I thought
very
you
well.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Remember that conversations can be reinforced with designing pamphlets, can be, you know, with little all kinds of little sheets and little documents and any little thing that can help them. And not only that, remember you can put posters on your wall that can remind individuals about being safe.
Uh-huh.
So there's many steps that you can take that's going to help, you know, keep safety and security in front and center in the minds of yourself, your staff, your customers and clients. So good stuff.
You know,
really
and you know, Carrie, it could even come down to we have certain words that we say when we know there's danger.
Exactly.
Certain
safety
phrases that we say. Safety words. Right. Right. Oh, and you know something else too, Carrie.
What's that, Michael?
We have a safe place to go to.
If you
when
are
there's
safe
danger.
And
right.
You know what? Provided that you have the space, but even if you don't have the space, these are still things that you need to decide and speak with your team about. And as Michael said, I think, the safety words, that's a really good thing to remember as well. And don't forget, folks, like you said earlier, you've got to revisit this. So even if you have the best plan, you want to revisit this every chance you get. Maybe even kind of, you know, quiz your colleagues inside the shop and, you
very
know, and just
so.
Remind them and do flashcards and stuff, because you kind of have to remember to keep this information fresh. Now, one of the types of emergencies that I want to remind you guys out there about, and that's being trained when it comes to not so much some kind of external, break-in or anything like that, but a person who might be in some kind of cardiac distress type situation. And this is why it's important to learn all about providing two-handed, well, I call it CPR, first aid, and also utilizing those AEDs, Michael, that can help the defibrillators, and they can help to resuscitate someone who is in cardiac arrest. And so these are all kinds of things that I'm so excited to be a part of, and we encourage you to just kind of keep it right here throughout all of our wonderful communications and our platforms, and we will tell you more about how these this wonderful new area for you guys to at least to
very
tune in and
so.
Get a whole bunch from what we're talking about. So, Michael, that's
very much so.
Kind of at least part one of this to kind of begin to have these conversations. We're going to be kind of breaking it down, exploring this even more so. It can get set. If that's all you can remember, remember the line.
Get
emergency
set.
Training.
That's right.
All
get
right.
Set.
Well, I'm Terry Hines again, with Michael Hopkins. Awesome.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'ma bring a wow. I'ma fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school the generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
We'll be right back. talk, child. Make it. Harlem on the rise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I went from Helly Hansen to many mansions. The girls in the Aruba doing belly dancing. Spent half of my advancing, jaws from Branson, to make it through my circumstances. But you know I'm wiser now, move like Kaiser now. Got a butter soft lever just to hide my pound. Got a house in the valley, come and find me now. Got enough dough to buy the town. So I might give a six to my chick, Benz to my mom. Crib so big it look like the Pentagon. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And Benetton since Lotto's and Benetton. Come on.
People say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. What makes them think that I have changed? Yeah. A little joke and not erase my problems. Be like you, I have to try and fall in. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa.
I'm just trying to be me, me.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time, take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning. It's February 21st of 2024. This is our mid-show point. So glad to be with you. It's our show number 956. Let me just kind of let that sink in. Broadcast show number 956 as we head towards 1,000 live shows and beyond. So really lots to get into this morning. Let me, without further ado, bring to the airwaves my amazing co-star. You guys know her so well. She's been with us for a while now, the longest running co-host, I can say, in the Hair Radio Morning Show's broadcast history, the queen of the morning, Queen Nicole Marie. How's that, Nicole
good
Marie,
morning.
For a welcome.
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Good morning,
yes,
and happy
yes.
mid-show.
Absolutely.
How you doing this morning,
happy mid-show. I mean, this is, first of all, it's great to be back. We're going to get all into that.
Yes.
I want to take a moment to welcome, you know, we want to break it on down. I first want to say, Nicole Marie, we've got to welcome our star listeners. These
oh, yeah.
are the individuals.
Welcome.
Yeah. They tune in every single day that we
yeah.
are live. And when they don't
Thank
see
so
or
much.
Hear the show, yes, they're trying to find out, well, what's going on?
What's going on?
Where's the
yes.
show? Absolutely.
Well, we certainly appreciate
so we
all
want to
of
welcome
you.
Our.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We want to welcome our star listeners. And also, and again, they stay with us from 6 in the morning all the way through to 9 o'clock Eastern. Central time zone, like where you are, 5 to 8 in the morning. They stay with us all day. Also wanted to shout out to our amazing veterans. As you guys know, we have a program
yes,
that's hosted by Senator Clinton's agent Michael Hopkins. You heard him in the first
Mike
hour.
Hopkins.
The Vet Talk Radio Show. So we definitely want to give a big salute to our veterans.
Yeah,
we love you. We appreciate your service. We thank you.
Thank you.
Am I right,
thank
Nicole
you,
Marie?
You.
Big good thing.
Oh, you're certainly
yeah.
right.
Yes. And
oh,
also
definitely.
To our AfroLock magazine readers, a lot of folks come to us through my magazine efforts. I created AfroLock magazine. I started planning it when I was over at Upscale magazine, which we love them and support them
right.
as well, one of our
Shout
media
out
partners.
To Upscale magazine.
Yeah, we're shouting them out this morning. And here we are with our own AfroLock magazine. So our
Amazing.
Is different. Yeah, well, thank you. You know, we're known for our covers. They have truly become
That's
iconic.
It.
Right? So we want to shout out those folks. Got to
yeah.
take a moment. If you're a therapy hair distributor, if you are not, you should be. We're talking
right.
about my therapy hair products, whether it's our shampoo, conditioner. We've got a lot more on the way. We have not abandoned our amazing therapy customers or
nope.
and folks out there.
Still here.
And salons who carry the products. So we love you. And we'll be
thank
talking
you,
real
you.
Soon with all of them. If you are a fan of our How to Get Rich in the Hair business books and platform, we appreciate you. So if you
thank
have not read
you.
The book, and I suggest you do, Certainly, you can get it from us directly at Hair Radio. And this is our new number. So if you call the old number, then it should direct you. But let me give it to you if it does not. Grab a pen and paper. When you listen to Hair Radio, you should always have a pen and paper.
Oh, yes. Right? You never know what you might hear.
You never know. So I just wanted to take a moment and make sure you have the number. So if you're listening, now this is our office number. It's not to the radio show. If you ever, for the folks who are just joining us today for the first time, if you are listening to the radio show, the only way to do that is by dialing in on that 516 number during the hours that we're on. So that's 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now, if you're trying to reach our office because you would like to advertise or be a guest, let me give you our Hair Radio office number, and that is 862-277-0686, and it's 862-277-0686 is our new office number, so you want to definitely hold on to that. And Nicole Marie just saying good morning, and of course we gotta recognize
good morning,
the team.
Good morning,
everybody from Nicole Marie, who is joining me right now on the airwaves live during our I call our mic off session. Yes, to Michael Hopkins, we just talked about. We got Keisha McAllister, our hairstylist out on the West Coast. Karen Owens, who joins us from time to time, hairstylist out of Georgia. A brand new natural hairstylist. Well, she's been out there doing hair, but she's brand new coming to us as a program contributor. We're talking about Crystal Jones Bond. You've heard her voice here many times. And, of course, also taking a moment to shout out some of the folks in recent times who are kind of joining us. We got a lot of new folks that we'll be introducing you guys to in the weeks to come. I can't wait. And I have a new discovery. I'm going to tell you all about her in the days to come. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to just tease that and leave it right there. So, Nicole Marie, all that being said, how are you doing on this cold morning here in New York?
Wonderful. Yeah, it's chilly here this morning. It's about 35 degrees. But the interesting thing
is, and Water Valley, Mississippi?
Yes. It's very chilly in the morning. You have to turn the heat on at night. But today it's supposed to be almost 70 degrees.
Wow, aren't you lucky? it's going to be about 32 or something.
That sounds great.
Wow.
That sounds great
for us. There you go.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That is the high. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so are we. But I will tell you this, speaking of which, had a chance over the weekend to go out to Houston, Texas.
Awesome.
Just for a quick jaunt out, to the Midwest, or Southwest, I should say. And so
it
was just fabulous.
You don't get away enough.
I don't get away enough. I'm not one who, but guess what? I got to get out to the fans. And we will be doing just that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But thank you. I need to get out more in terms of vacation.
You have to take a break,
absolutely.
Jerry. Then you come back refueled ready to go.
And refreshed and all that?
Yeah. Even if it's a day or 2 days, you come back and get started again.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did this go round. I went out to Houston. I went through a wonderful, I had a wonderful time visiting friends and also getting to some of the restaurants that we don't have, that I don't have in the Northeast and here in New York. We just hit it hard. And I mean, I must have gained 10 pounds over the course of a couple of days. I just ate. And again, the food is so delicious. It's just mouth-watering. It's great. So I had a wonderful time. I really did. And I got back here just yesterday and home to prepare the show for today. So I just loved it. And we're going to be doing a whole lot more of that kind of thing, which is to get out and travel about and Yeah, so the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're doing well. Still lots to unpack today. We're still celebrating Black History Month, I have to say. It's still going on. So we have about another week, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Well, I have to say, Nicole Marie, also coming up at 8 o'clock. So 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock if you're in Central. Real happy. I have one of my favorite guests each year. Yeah, she's going to be right here coming up at about 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah, you guys know her because she joins us every year about this time. Now, this incredible lady, she's so accomplished, Nicole Marie. So she heads up the IBS show. Yes, which is the International Beauty Show. The longest running.
Right,
they've been around
like
100 years or something. Yes. It's in, it's coming up. It's in, now they hold it in Manhattan at the big Jacob Javits Center. So this is huge. You've been there, Nicole Marie.
I have.
You've been there.
A huge, beautiful building. Oh, I love it.
It is huge. Yeah, I love it too. It's so beautiful and just huge and spacious. And we just had so much fun. But yeah, they're holding this incredible event. And I feel fortunate. Just the fact that she, you know, I know these folks personally, you know, she knows who I am, and she's running an entire event with 80,000 individuals. So I feel really good to know the top folks. Yeah. Well, we know
she's
exactly who the mover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go right
now, I was so surprised if I can go back last year when I went to go check in. All I had to do was say the Hair Radio Morning Show, and the lady that was checking me in, she said, "You're Nicole." I said, "Yes, ma'am."
Oh, wow.
I was so shocked. She
knew
me. I was like,
That's what happened. That's the power of what we do. And you guys are going to hear from, again, the event director. She is the big cheese, the head honcha.
Awesome.
She'll be with us coming up at about 8 o'clock. We're going to check in with her on what's happening. She's very busy, of course. Their event is right around the corner, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2024. So we don't have a whole lot of time with her today, but, you know, she's going to be here, and her energy is just explosive. I think she's one of my favorite guests, as I say, all the time. Yeah. So we're going to be looking to expand on that partnership and do some greater things in the years to come. I'm also trying to get out to their IBS show. I've never been to the one in Las Vegas. They have one in New York City, and they have one in Las Vegas. So
I would love that.
I'm going to, I'm there. I'm there. I already put my dear friend, Miss Elizabeth, the director, I said, on notice. I'm going to Vegas,
awesome.
So we'll make that happen. Yeah, we're gonna go out to Vegas. We got to do that. I mean, that's one of my favorite places. And now second to the wonderful, incredible, and beautiful Houston, Texas. I'm hoping I'll be able to take you guys on a tour real soon if I get a chance to get back out there. So we'll talk a little bit about that in days to come.
Right.
But right now, Nicole Marie. I have missed the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've missed you so much because we took off in a day or two.
Yeah.
So, but this is really, it says a lot about what we do. And we wouldn't be able to do what we do if it weren't for folks like BeofiGlobal.com. Those are the folks who... He does everything. You guys know. He usually joins us once a week. We're talking about the incredible Dr. Bernard Evans and the folks at Beofi. We're shouting them out. Again, BeofiGlobal.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Care products to financial services and a whole boatload of things that they do. And you guys can check them out. Go to Beofi. And everybody says, Carrie, how do you spell Beofi? I want to look it up. So here you go. It's B-E-Y as in Beyonce, O-F-I. So that's O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. So Beyofi, B-E-Y-O-F-I. F like Frank, I like India. So BeofiGlobal.com is their website. Check them out. Great folks. And again, we're doing big things with them. You're going to be introduced and hearing a lot from them. Sam Inam was our guest last Friday as Sam lights it up. It was one of my favorite shows. Old Sam, who runs bobsa.org out in California, again, one of our favorite folks. He was with us live here on the show on Friday, and boy, oh boy, did he light our ears up. It'll take Michael to kind of fill you in on some of that. But he was great. If you missed the show, you really got to play it again, because you can go back and Google the Hair Radio Morning Show, those five words, and all of our programs pop up, and you can play it back. It was one of my favorite shows that we've ever done.
Wow.
One of our guest hair folks was on. You guys know Siobhan out of New Jersey. She joins us from time to time.
Shout out to Siobhan.
It was really great. She was on with, shout out to Siobhan. Also, Miss Birthday Girl, like you, recent birthday celebration.
We're still celebrating.
Exactly. And so it just was really a great time and on and kind of listening to what Dr. Evans, Bernard Evans, had to say. Being a hairstylist, I think it was very, Siobhan was very responsive. So I thought it was very good. And so I think the fans appreciated that from what I've seen. And we're just real happy about that. Yeah, so good stuff. And it's been kind of feeling our little way out here.
We've got so much going on.
Yes, but I got to say, it's been really, really nice. Speaking of what you've heard today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I just loved it. I really do. Put out a Get Set. Yeah, the Get Set is a reminder to hair folks, hair salon owners, and everybody really, on everything from cybersecurity to whatever it is that you need to feel protected and safe when you are at the salon, if you are a stylist or your client. Exactly, salon safety.
Ooh,
now, speaking with that, big time. Big time, Nicole Marie. I want you to save the date. We will be in Atlanta. I call it Get Set Atlanta. This is Atlanta, Georgia. The date is around May 5th. It is. The Cinco de Mayo for all of our folks in Mexico who celebrate Mexico descent. Cinco de Mayo. We will be there on May 5th of 2024 at a wonderful place that I'm just loving. It really is. You guys know Eileen. She runs an incredible health and wellness space out in the Atlanta area. So we were there a few years ago, before the pandemic hit. And this is my first time going back to Georgia in a while. But we look forward to it. We'll be doing some safety training. I'm going to be instructing on some emergency care, plus talking about the hair and beauty industry. I said, just give me a mic and a chair, and I'm going
that's
to town.
It. That's all
and
you need.
We have, that's all I need. And we've got special guests joining us and all of that. So we're going to keep you informed. Again, it's coming up May 5th. We're also going to talk a little bit more about some of the other events and things like that. My brother's event coming up and all these other wonderful, wonderful things in the next hour. So we want you guys to stay with us at Hair Radio. So I had a lot to unpack. Nicole Marie.
Yes. Well, there's always a lot to unpack, Gary. There's just so much going on. There's always something.
This is true.
Always something.
Oh, my goodness.
So very exciting.
Listen,
why you always have to have your pen and paper.
Yeah, and that's what we tell folks, and I hope they listen. I really do. Well, speaking of, and Comrie said it best, there is always a whole lot to unpack, but what else is there? There's always hope. And here is our hope of the day and your new intro. So let's take a listen, Comrie.
Well, first of all,
hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
Wow, I'm so excited. And Nicole Marie, today, what is your hope of the day about?
The hope of the day is get in the zone. Sports champions aim to play in the zone. There, they transcend conscious thought to play instinctively at their optimal level. We can do it by immersing ourselves in work we love, which inspires us so much that we lose track time. Back to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Nicole. Listen, I think I live in the zone.
You live in the zone.
I am the zone. Yeah, that's been my motto forever. You got it. You got it. Yeah, no, this is something that I'm a supporter of and a believer of, as most of the folks out there like yourself. You know me. That's what I'm into. I believe that you got to focus. And it's, you know, right. Folks sometimes, like you said, you need a break, Carrie. You're right. But we love what we do. We absolutely,
right.
You know,
certainly
our
do.
Zone folks, we absolutely love what we do. And
right.
And it's special to us. But I love being in the zone. I love it. So
yeah.
I love what Patrick wrote in the book. You know, it makes
zone,
me work,
Carrie,
in that optimal way.
Yeah. So. Fosters creativity in the zone. When you're focused,
wow.
When you're, you know, laser focused on whatever it is that you're working on, that you're doing, those creative juices are flowing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, oh, gosh, I love it. I love it. I love being
wow.
in the zone. My quiet space.
Me too.
Sometimes, you know, you talk to other people, bounce ideas off and so forth. But when I'm in my zone, in my quiet zone, I'm focused and I'm ready to go. And that's when I'm most creative and productive.
Yes, and I love that. And let's check in with our wonderful, illustrious colleague. We heard him in the first hour, but he's here now live to talk a little bit. We're going to ask him. He's going to fill us in on Vet Talk in the next hour as well and what's happening over there. We have a lot to kind of get to this morning with Michael. But we want to know, Michael, have you ever been in the zone? So let's
zone.
See. Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio Show, accredited claims agent, you know, on-air aficionado, big fan.
Uh-oh.
Everybody just loves Michael. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Michael.
Happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show.
Yes. Uh-oh. You left out head bottle washer.
what are we going to do with Michael Hopkins? I tell you,
oh,
Michael,
my
you
God.
Crack us up here on the show. Now, hold it, Michael. Speaking of that, so have you ever been in the zone?
Oh, very much, Carrie, Nicole Marie, very much. Especially my zone is when I'm helping veterans. When I'm doing the claims compensation, I just get in the zone. I get beyond the zone. I get the focus in on everything they need to do.
So
in order
true.
To win.
Wow.
And I just love
why.
It. And it's just like Nicole Marie said, when you get into that zone, and Carrie, you said the same thing. You know, when you get into that zone, you're so focused that you get creative. And all
yes.
of a sudden, all the things that you need to remember to do, to see, to act, to figure out, it just happens. You just get that connect.
Wow.
And that's why I love being in the zone. And I, same
wow.
thing when I was in the security world, when I was in the law enforcement world, when I was in the military world, getting in
wow.
the zone and just staying focused.
Was a little bit
and,
of what it
I mean,
about.
I love it. I love it. This was a very good one, Nicole Marie.
Thank
I love
you.
This.
Yeah, that one.
I
yes,
tell
great
you,
job,
I'm getting my
Nicole
T-shirt that says "Stay in the Zone."
Stay in the zone.
Oh yeah.
Well, you might have to pay Patrick. It was his book.
Right.
But listen,
hey,
Nicole
stay
Marie.
In the zone. There's always hope.
Stay in the zone. there's all. Listen, it doesn't get any better than that. Hey, we're going to take a
very
little bit of a music break. Now, her dad was right here on our show. We have the top. We go to the top. You haven't made it until you've done what, folks?
Made it
to
the
Hair
Radio Morning Show.
Okay. We got to work on that a little bit, but very good. All right.
Hey, we in the
like
zone.
Like I said, her dad was right. In the zone. Her dad was right here on our show. We're talking about the one and only Beyonce. Here's her song called Irreplaceable. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Great job.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet. That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it. Please don't cut and keep talking and that's fine. Could you walk and talk at the same time and it's my name, it's on that tag. So remove your bags, let me call you a cab.
how it all came about.
Okay. All right. The Cynthia Bailey doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It sounds just wonderful. And those dolls are available, correct?
Yes, they are. You can get the Cynthia Bailey doll on the website, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. CynthiaBaileyDoll.com.
So fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay. All right. The Cynthia Bailey doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
The music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But what can you tell us today that, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. The things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. If you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you're just what the babies call old school, and I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And
what I've enjoyed doing all my life. For my little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, maybe pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Man, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th. How old will you be? 100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRET checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're a little dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning. It's February 21st of 2024. Yes, we're live. I'm Carrie Hines. It's on Mitchell Point. What about 7:38 if you're on the East Coast? And I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And to all of our incredible folks out there, and for Central Time Zone, let me just get that on out. It's about 6:38 as well in the morning. Bringing back to the line, you guys heard from Michael Hopkins. Michael, been doing it up this morning, accredited claims agent from out in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Hopkins, again, happy good morning. Good morning.
Happy good morning. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right? I kind of like that. I might coin that, happy good morning. You know, because
What
it is, it really is. It is about happiness in the morning time, and that's what this show represents.
Very much so, Carrie.
So, yeah, I think
very
we've been doing it up
so.
This morning. Yeah, you know, you heard a few clips I had to get on this morning. I had to get some items on. You heard from Dionne Warwick in there, a little clip from my interview with the incredible. She just recently got the Kennedy Center Honors, and you guys saw it on CBS. TV.
Very much
and then
so.
Also, yeah, and we've had, just some incredible folks on the show in recent times, and I just love it. It's been an amazing broadcast. And speaking of which, Michael, I didn't share this with anybody yet, but I've got some folks that are going to be doing an interview coming up in just a bit with me. So right after today's show wraps at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, I'll be doing an interview probably about 9:30 New York time this morning. And you guys will hear that next week. It's going to be on one of our colleagues' show. And I haven't
Fantastic,
done an interview in a while.
Carrie.
Usually I only do interviews with very special folks when they ask. So this is going to be something I think you guys are going to enjoy when you hear it. And we'll try to bring it to you on our broadcast as well, Michael Hopkins.
Oh,
now, listen,
yes.
I have to say to the veterans, because they, every Tuesday, they're used to hearing you, Michael Hopkins, in the Vet Talk Radio Show. Well, I was in the air, so I could not... bring you a brand new Vet Talk radio show yesterday, as we normally do on Tuesday mornings at about 8:30. I was, instead of being on the airwaves, like we're on the air on the radio show, I was in the air, literally on the
Very
plane
much so.
When I would be on talking with you guys. So I guess I could have talked to you from 35,000 feet in the air, But I will try that next time, Michael.
So
okay. I just sound
like
say,
a
Michael,
plan so far.
Yeah, please let all the veterans, we love you, we appreciate and support you. You know that
very
this is
so.
Your home on the internet is at Hair Radio and at the Vet Talk Radio Show. So Tuesday morning of next week, Michael, we're bringing an all-new episode of your broadcast, podcast, whatever you want to call it, right here to the airwaves. And I'm looking forward. I want to do something really live and spontaneous for the veterans this upcoming week, you know, so next Tuesday. So it'll be really, really cool. Something we can tie in. It's still Black History Month. We're still celebrating. I think that'll be kind of starting to wind it down and wrap it up and all of that. So we'll do something very special, and I'm just looking forward to it. Plus, we got some new folks, as I said, to introduce you guys to. You have to meet the folks. I'm not even going to say any more, but we'll be rolling out quite a couple of folks, who will be able to bring it. And I cannot wait. And so we're going to have a lot of fun. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm not even giving any shout-outs to them. I'm not saying a word until they hit the airwaves. So you're not going to know who it is until they hit the airwaves right here on the Radio Morning Show. Plus, we're working on new music, on a new playlist, Michael. So lots of good things. And, Michael, anything jump out at you on today's broadcast?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Very much so. Things that jumped out to me this morning was Brandy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, God. Brandy.
Okay. Tell everybody
Brandy's...
what you heard, Michael Hopkins. Tell everybody what you heard.
Oh, was her song, and I hope I got the title right, Sitting on Top of the World. Does that sound about
That's
right, Carrie?
That's about right.
Wow.
That's one of my favorite songs that Brandy did with Mace. You guys know Mace, the rapper. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. And that was, to me, the height of Brandy's music success. And I think that's when she starred in that movie about the time with Whitney Houston and all of that. I think that's about the time. You guys out there can correct me if I'm wrong. But I love it, love it, love it. So speaking of our music playlist, you guys heard from quite a few folks today. Plus, I'm going to take it to, we try to play a variety, Michael, because people always write in and say, how did you, where'd you get that song?
Very much so.
Most of the songs you guys tell us, some come from our colleagues also in the industry and our co-hosts. Some are my favorites as well, and some make absolutely no sense. We got to just put it on out there. But it does touch, every song to me touches someone. And but we do put a lot of thought into it because the playlists are all created to shape the broadcast. And so
very much so,
today, yeah. So I uncovered a song that is a little out there. It's very classic, and it's a little clubbish, but it's also in honor of all of these, this love music stuff going on for the month. I figured I would play something that just kind of took you out a little bit. So we'll get that on. It's called Inside Out by a group called Odyssey back in the day. So you guys who were out there hanging out and stuff, you'll recognize it. For the others, just bear with it. It's only three minutes long. You'll be okay. And then coming up, we got a lot more. Yeah, we got a lot more to get into. Michael, again, if you are coming to the IBS show in New York, I'll be there. So that's coming up on March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the biggest, the Jacob Javits Center. It gets no bigger than that. 80,000 visitors coming to the show.
Wow.
This is the International Beauty Show. They're the biggest in the country. And the longest running, kind of like Hair Radio. They've been around for about 100 years. We haven't been around quite that long yet, but they've been around for a very long time. And we're chatting with the event director. She'll be with us coming up in about 15, 20 minutes from right now, right here on our show. So you're in good hands.
Good stuff.
Also, you know, yeah, so I do want to play that. But one of the other songs we played, another song by Fergie this morning, called All That I Got, and I just love that song. So that's how we opened up the show. So if you really did not get that, or you kind of joined us a little late, do play the show back. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. And that's about it. So, Michael, now what are some of your hopes for getting into Vet Talk for the weeks to come? What are some of the things you're kind of thinking on or working on or would like to represent, so to speak, if that's a word? Michael, take it away.
Oh, very much so, Carrie. You know, we've had an awesome run here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we've done so many great vet talks that what I want to do is I want to go back and revisit a lot of those vet talk shows that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of
update
the subjects
some things.
And topics, right?
A lot of good subjects,
yeah.
A lot of great topics, a lot of great people. And I just want to go back and update and search out and
for the folks. Yeah, but for the listeners who are just tuned in today, today is their first time hearing about Vet Talk Radio Show and the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of this, what we do. Can you explain that and when that comes on, and do you have to change your channel? Do you need to be a veteran? Talk to us about that. What can you, you know, set us up with a little bit of what this is all about for a new listener to our show?
Oh. Great stuff, Carrie. The Vet Talk Radio Show here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The show comes on at 8:30 a.m., and that's East Coast time, and that's 7:30 Central time. The show is all about helping veterans with claims and compensation and things that they are really in due to get. As being a veteran that served this country. Sometimes the whole veteran thing is very complicated. So what we aim to do is we uncomplicate things. The good thing about listening to Vet Talk Radio Show is that you don't have to be a veteran. You can be an advocate for veterans. You can have a curiosity about veterans and how can I help veterans. And that's what we do. We show you, the individual, how to help veterans if you've never encountered a veteran or you got family that's a veteran. That's what we do. We've been doing this now. Matter of fact, our anniversary is coming up, 3 years of having a great time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh,
with
wow,
Carrie
Michael.
Hines.
Three years.
Time.
You've been
three
doing this
years.
For 3 years here?
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to have for our 3 year celebration, Carrie. I can't wait.
Well, we're gonna do that. Yeah, we gotta
do that.
Wow. I'm just blown away. You guys have been with me for so long now. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Well, listen, like you said, you don't have to be a veteran to tune into Michael's show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. But what jumps out at me, Michael, and this is important that people sometimes say, well, hold it, vet talk? What is veteran and vet talk and all that got to do with hair and all this? I'm confused. Well, don't be. Our
nope.
motto, our mantra, our whatever you want to call it, you know, is all about, the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about hair, beauty,
hair,
and what, Michael?
Beauty and community. And community.
Exactly. It gets no better than that. I call it HBC, Hair, Beauty, and Community. And that means something to us. And so when Michael first brought this whole concept to us, which is a genius in my purview, you know, you brought this to our shores. And, you know, many of us, I'm not a veteran, so when you kind of did this, it was kind of new to me. And I had my own assumptions of what I thought or how I thought the veterans were taken care of here in this country. And so when to have you kind of roll this out and we talk about it little by little, and I got the feeling that sadly that a lot of our veterans weren't getting the compensation that they, as you put it, deserve. And I so agree with you. So I'm grateful that you helped them to navigate this process, and it really adds to their bottom line. So I feel like that falls under our community, Kyle, a mirror of the show, and it just means a lot. So that's all I wanted to say, Michael. You've been knocking it out, and you've built an incredible following. So, you know, kudos to you and to the veterans.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah. So listen, we're going to keep on going. We got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm going to just let us keep on going. Remember, morning coffee, we got a lot more. Just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Morning coffee.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. then go back and prioritize them. Because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by priority.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Today we also are discussing the topic of hair loss, and we have with us someone who has been courageously fighting hair loss, and her name is Mary T. And Mary, we want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network today.
Thank you. Glad to be a part. Thank you very much.
Now let's just jump in, Mary. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Now, I've been living in California for the past 40-plus years. I'm originally from Arkansas. I started dealing with hair loss, though, in California probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Well, tell us about that. So when you say you were dealing with hair loss, tell us what you mean.
Well, at first, I got something like, it was almost like a pimple in the top of my head. As I was combing my hair, I really didn't think anything about it. And it was really sore. And then it was there and then it would go away. And then it didn't bother me for a while. My hair, I didn't notice any changes in my hair or anything of that sort. And then it seemed to occur every 2 or 3 months and then more often. So finally, I start seeing hair loss. I went to the doctors. The doctor, you know, did a diagnosis of me. He had me come back several times. And then he also had me come back several months with a pool of doctors from the Sacramento, Los Angeles area. And I believe he had a couple of doctors from some parts of Texas, too. I felt like I was on display because they was all kind of looking at my scalp, took hair samples, to look under the microscope. They also looked at my scalp under the microscope. And it took them, you know, a few weeks to come back to me with the diagnosis said that I had alopecia areata. And they gave me a little bit of information about that, indicated that it could be from straightening comb, when I was using straightening comb, which I really didn't use very much, but they said it could be from straightening combs and from perms. A combination. My type hair loss is the, I kind of have a male baldness. It started off real thin and now in the very top, I really kind of have no hair and it's gotten very thin around the edges. So I kind of got a little depressed, discouraged. So at one point, I just shaved it all off to kind of see what would happen. The edges came back, you know, but the top where it had came, where I lost the hair, did not come back. I was also instructed by a hairdresser at the time that was taking care of my hair to use Nioxin shampoo and conditioner, and that was supposed to be really good. But I think it was good from what I understand. If the hair loss wasn't as severe as mine, and of course, I mean, it felt good to the scalp, but it really did not bring any of my hair back, do anything. That point, I start using wraps and different things for the hair because I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable with wigs and wraps, but it got to the point that I lost so much hair. I went to a place that specialized in cancer and alopecia patients to look at wigs, and then they introduced me to some wigs that was soft to the touch of the skin versus, you know, really some of the wigs are really sticky, kind of stick to your skin and real itchy. So I started wearing those, and I got a little bit more comfortable. And I'm comfortable with them, but it would be nice if I had hair, but I don't think that that's going to happen at this point because it's been so long and I keep losing hair. Once in a while now, the pimples will come back, not that often, maybe once every 2-3 months or so I may get that, and it's very sensitive for me to touch my head or comb it. I still shampoo my hair, condition it every other day because I work out and I sweat a lot, so I still want
to
make sure.
Mary, we want to let everybody know that you're still being treated, correct? This is ongoing treatment for you.
Yes, it is, but nothing is happening really.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you. Know her. She's been with us before. She is the director of the International Beauty Show, IBS, New York. So we are so excited to welcome back to the broadcast, Elizabeth Vantetti. Good morning. Officially, good morning.
Right. Yeah, you have your cup of coffee in hand. You're ready to go for the day?
I do. You know me well. You know me well. Well, listen, I am so excited. Like everybody out there, you know, who goes to the, you know, IBS show, we're just thrilled and just counting down a minute until this show starts for 2024. So I've got to say, you know, tell us what can we expect to see this year, Elizabeth?
A great question, Carrie. Well, the show is coming up March 3rd through 5th. It's at Javits in the heart of New York City. And yes, what I'm really excited about this year is that we are leaning into one of our campaigns, which is the Say Yes to You campaign. And it's really all about the licensed professional, right? We want them to come to Javits and just be loved on. We want to revitalize, we want to refresh, rejuvenate, energize, and just give those licensed professionals the skills, tools, education, networking opportunities to really, you know, take it back into their business and just be the rock stars that they are. So one of the things that's new this year is we will have a Say Yes to You hub, which will be a place that we're providing some really interesting education. It's all about their well-being, right? So yeah. Sunday, we're going to offer free headshots. We're going to have chair massages in that space. And then on Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be doing some content that will be on mental health and gut health and emotional intelligence and meditation. And this will all be in one specific area on the IBS show floor. Will be we've got our ambassadors, which are Jenny and David from Industry Aligned. They're going to be there to kind of show the professionals, like, how do they use their body appropriately? You know, when you're cutting hair or you're hoovering over nails, you know, there's so much achiness that happens with your feet and your yes. legs and your back and your neck.
Exactly.
And
that's,
so
yes.
Yeah, so we want to be Absolutely. Able to show them, you know, how do you position your body? So it, you know, you're strengthening your body and not hurting your body. So that's yeah. kind of something fun. But then we've also got, you know, some great education, Carrie. We've got the Powerhouse that's Pavilion is coming back for its second year. We've got the What's New for You Zone. Yay. We've got industry icons. So there's lots going on.
Well, it sounds like it. And we'll be in the house at the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, to cover
Yay!
As we always do. Yes, we look so forward to it. I've got to say, you know, you're always connecting industry legends with new folks out there in the industry, and, you know, and you're big on education and all of that. And I just say, for me, it's always exciting. It really is. I bump into folks that, you know, I get to see, and some, you know, we haven't seen in a while, and all of that.
Yeah.
So this is just a very special time for us, you know, in this business. So I'm looking forward to it.
It is. And
yeah.
it's, you know, we lean into that education. You know, education is so, so important.
Yeah.
And with, you know, there's over 100 sessions that are, and most of them are free with that admission to the show floor. So we've got texture and curly hair training, which is, you know, hot, hot, hot. We've got business education,
yeah.
How to attract more clients, how to enforce business policy, which I think is huge. I'm in so many of these chat groups where, you know, the customers aren't always so nice to our licensed professionals, right? So how do you best deal with no-shows? How do you get those, you know, address those bad online reviews? There's just so many, you know, nuggets of information that you can pick up on the trade show floor. And we've got hands-on workshops. We've got master classes. And you mentioned, you know, the educators going. We've got Sam Villa, we've got Roger Molina, Monet Everett, Kia Neal, Lupe Voss, Barbie Patel. I mean, it just, Jay Ladner goes on
amazing.
And on and on. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm super excited
now,
by the show.
as you should be. Again, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Now, my guest today, again, this the biggest show in the country. I'm going to go ahead and just put it on out there. I just love IBS, IBS New York, of course. The International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center. So we're talking about amazing exhibitions and, you know, just a lot going on. For me, I love to walk around and just take it all in. I really do. I literally walk the floor and stop and drop by everybody's little area. It's just a lot of fun. It really is. So March 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2024. So this is these are the dates. We want you guys there. And again, this is really important. I was to say yes to you. I don't. That's got to be new this year.
That, you know, we started that campaign last year, and we love it. It's all about our attendees, and again, those refreshing that licensed professional. And I have to be honest, Carrie, we struggled a little bit with, like, well, how do we bring that to life? What do we do? What does that mean? Because the show is there's a lot going on. And
yes.
So I'm super excited by just this, the hub area and what we've got programmed in that space. And, you know, we've also got the Look and Learn stage that's programmed with some really strong presenters. We'll have Gordon Miller that'll be talking about the future of the beauty pro or pro beauty.
Wow.
And because that, you know, we're shifting industry. You know, there's so much that's going, you know, direct to consumer, and, you know, how does the professional continue to suggest retail and make sure that the clients are using the products that are best for their hair,
right,
skin and nails.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, we've got Sam Villa that's going to be doing some trend setting foundations. We've got the group from Hairbrained Live that will be on stage. The attendee will walk away with lots of fresh new information.
Speaking of which, one of the other big reasons that we all look forward to coming out to IBS New York is that you get such amazing products and you have such access to, you know, they give such, I'm just going to put it out there, discounts and free gifts and all of that. They really do. So it's just, you just feel, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling and just so connected to an important, industry. So we just love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great point, Carrie. There's so many wonderful brands that are right there on the show floor, you know, looking to educate you, looking to provide you with some, you know, just that foundation on their products and how do you bring them to life with your customers. And, you know, just a shout out to, you know, Chi by Farouk and Olaplex and Andis and Hattori Hanzo Shears and Hot Tools and, you know, Hola Couture Extensions and Sunlight Spa Lodge, Product Club. We've got just the whole array of products and knowledge.
Oh, I love it. And we always have Chi on the show. Yes. So shout them out at Farouk. Amazing.
Such a great group. And, you know, just so
inspirational,
right? When you're sitting in the audience and it's all about the craft that, you know, the licensed professional went to school to get this license, and they need to be proud and they get to, you know, see what's possible, what they can do in their hair as well. So,
well, I love that I love. Yes. Go ahead. Tell us.
No.
What else?
I was going to say, did that just to too much to talk about. We've got a what's new for you area also, which is some of these smaller companies that have never exhibited at IBS before. And so this is their first time at the show.
Wow.
And so I hope your audience will come and stop by these companies because, you know, they're looking to connect with our audience as well.
And we're going to have that, as we always do, with our long partnership at the Hair Radio Morning Show with IBS New York. We're always excited to feature especially a lot of the, you know, what do they call it, those brands that are just kind of on their way up and are really pushing themselves out there. They've taken the big step, and that's by coming and being part of the IBS show. And so we are super excited. We're happy to honor that and have them on the show as well. So make sure to send them this way. Always.
I will. That's so lovely of you. So lovely of you to offer that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So IBS. Okay. Well, I was just going to tell everybody, just a reminder, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2024. Again, I'm super excited. That's IBS New York. That's at the Jacob Javits Exhibition Center. It's huge here in New York City. Everybody knows where the Jacob Javits Center is. And I've just got to say we're super excited to be talking today with the director. Hey, Elizabeth Stafford, you are really the person behind all of this. How do you keep all of this, you know, how do you balance it all? If I could just take a moment to ask you about that. How do you balance all this with home life and everything else that you're doing?
Great question.
That's amazing.
You know what? I'm so blessed to work with a group of professionals that are, you know, they take pride in their piece of the pie. It's definitely a team effort to bring this show to life. And, you know, not only do we have the beauty side, but we also have the spa side as well. So when attendees, come to the show, they're able to walk both sides of the show floor. But it is definitely a team effort, and I am so blessed to work with the individuals that are on that team.
And I got to shout them out because I love every year interacting with them. I absolutely do. And even throughout the week, throughout the year, I think I still bug you, Elizabeth.
I'm always a little I always love hearing from you, Carrie.
Thank you. Yeah. We just appreciate you so much. So listen, folks, I just want to say, please come out and support. You got to. What is the easiest way for folks? It's not too late. The professionals can still, get the tickets and be part of this. What would you tell them to do in order to do that?
Yeah, great question, Carrie. I would just ahead and jump on those websites, International Beauty Show or IBS New York or IECSBNewYork.com, and they can register online, or they can just show up at Javits and purchase a ticket right there on site. But know that you're going to get a little bit better value if you purchase your ticket before the actual day of the show. But I do want to share that we are going to extend a promotion to your Hair Radio listeners.
For
the first 50 listeners that jump on and buy tickets with the promo code Hair Radio, we'll give them 20% off their admission.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the promo code is Hair Radio. They go to the website, and that's the first 50, and they get a 20% discount.
20% discount. Absolutely.
That is huge. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to thank you for that. Okay, and I have some folks. And here's the thing, a lot of them have already purchased their tickets because we've been talking about the show for a while, so we've been really, my friends are going to call me up now. So, yeah, so listen, it's not too late for you guys out there. But, yeah, I have had a few because we've always, I talk about IBS all the time. So
Oh, well, you are just the best. Well, have them grab a friend and
and maybe they can enjoy
the discount together. But yeah, we would
that's a good point. Love
to see them on the show floor.
Awesome. Well, listen, we thank you. We thank you so much for doing all that you're doing. You are an industry beacon of light, and it's so very much needed. And I love that you're addressing a lot of other things. There's so much with emotional wellness for the professionals, and I love to see that addressed there as well. So good job, and come on out March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Again, IBS New York, our special guest, Elizabeth Pansatti, our friend at the IBS New York show. So we'll see you then. Elizabeth, anything you want to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the show before we send you off?
You know, I just want to say a huge thank you to you for being one of our biggest cheerleaders. And
what?
Positive affirmations to all of those licensed professionals out there that rock it every single day and make a positive impact on so many people. So, it's all about them. It's all about you guys listening, and we love you, and we believe in you, and we are here to help support you as a small business owner. So,
thank you. We love you
positive.
Back. Thanks so much. Awesome. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us. Elizabeth Santetti again, IBS New York. All right. Okay, folks, you got it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a whole lot more to unpack. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hopefully they gon' put it about. know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type,
wow,
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow,
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And
wow,
and he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't proven to work well,
yes,
enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Wednesday, February 21st, again, 2024. It's our show number 956. My colleague and co-star, co-host, man who has a big plan. And you guys know him. He's an accredited claims agent out of beautiful Spotsylvania. That's in the Virginia area. Michael Hopkins, again, good morning officially, and welcome to the last half hour of today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I've got to ask you, what have been your thoughts? You've been tuned in, and Michael, you usually are ready to review the broadcast, so I want to talk today. What are some of the things that, again, jumped out? What have you noticed? What did you like? And let's have a conversation for the fans today, Michael.
Oh, sounds like a plan to me, Carrie Hines.
Okay.
I can tell you something that I really loved. Get set for health and safety. That's so important. It is so important.
Michael, remind everybody a little bit of what that was all about.
That segment that you and I did was all about preparing the hairstylists, the salons, the barbershops, anybody that works in that industry. We talked about the safety aspect of that industry.
That's right.
Preparing them.
Good point, Michael.
Very much so, Carrie.
You said preparing them, right?
Yes, preparing them, because it's a different world, Carrie. It's a different world than it was just 20 years ago in the hair and beauty industry. Now it's a different world.
That's right.
We see
That's
it every
right.
day on the news, in the news media. Yeah. And we want to have the hairstylists, the barbers, the cosmetologists, all we want them to be prepared for this new world and be safe.
Exactly. Outstandingly said, Michael. That's very important information that you just delivered. And so it's going to make a difference and could possibly save lives.
Oh, yes.
So with that,
very much
yeah, so. We talked a little bit about I'm going to be in Atlanta doing a whole presentation on Get Set. You know, I call it Get Ready because that's what it's all about. So that's coming up
very
on
much
Sunday,
so.
May 5th, 2024. We're going to have more details on that. There's a little banner on our website at afrolockmagazine.com. Of course, you can also go to hairradio.com and check everything out. We'll have a whole page devoted to all of this as we kind of move forward. So, okay, you enjoyed the guest set, and you're also in law enforcement. You were, Michael, and one of your, you know, you were one of those folks who lived so many different lives. So that's
yes,
a big
Carrie.
Part of who you are. Yeah. So in addition
Very
to being
much
an accredited
so, Carrie.
Student, early on, you were that was the realm you were in. So this makes you quite a man for all seasons.
Very much so, Carrie, huh? Very much so.
What?
And you know, Carrie, that's what I love about being here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with you.
What's that?
Because I really enjoy that we really cover hair, beauty, and community. We really do.
We really do. We don't.
We
just
really
walk,
do.
What is it? We don't just. Do
we don't
the
just
radio
talk
talk.
The
we
talk.
Don't just talk.
We walk the walk. We
exactly.
really do.
And so, that is important. In addition to you being an accredited claims agent, Nicole is an elected official down in. And Water Valley, Mississippi, and I'm so proud of her work there, what she's doing.
Very
she's
much
making
so.
A difference. And I have been appointed to my community board here in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm on a board that represents 200,000 people right in my community. That's not
wow.
only Brooklyn. We've got tons of people in Brooklyn. But that's just my area that I help to navigate just what they cope with on a day-to-day basis in this area. And that's what, you know, being, you know, to me, that's what community is all about. And that's helping each other.
Very much so, Carrie.
That whole Very. Word about commune, you know, to work together for common things and, you know, just goals and just to live your life and be happy. That's what we want folks to do. So thanks so
Very
much for
much
being
so.
With us. I've been part of this. Now, I loved all of that. And I think we did a lot. You guys just heard from Elizabeth Fantetti, who is in charge of the event at International Beauty Show. She knows us well. We've been she's on our show annually. We go just say every year, Elizabeth comes back to talk to all the professional stylists out there. Her event, the International Beauty Show in New York, we call it IBS. New York. It's happening March 5th, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's 3 days in 2024. So they are big on education. They always have things happening on the last day, I believe, for the up-and-coming hairstylists. So they're big on education. They got classes
wow.
and workshops and all that. But in addition, they have all kinds of popular brands, vendors, all kinds of merchants, and you know, you have the flashing lights and the music going, and you
wow,
just
it just sounds
once you walk through those doors.
Yeah, it just sounds awesome, Carrie. It really
yeah.
does. That
yeah.
sounds awesome.
It really is. It's just
yeah.
that, and we love it. So we're very, very pleased. Again, we want you guys to get your tickets. There is a code when you check out Hair Radio. You kind of like one of those. It's a discount. We call it a discount code. So if you plug that in when you're checking out, you save 20% for the professional stylist when you buy your tickets to go to IBS. So really good stuff. So I'm just excited, as always, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so I've kind of been enjoying it, Michael Hopkins.
Now, oh, yeah, very much
else?
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I love
okay.
it.
Yeah. You know, Carrie, and I learned something new today on the show.
Uh-oh. What did you learn, Michael Hopkins? I'm afraid
I learned Beyoncé's song is irreplaceable. I've been grooving
to
that
song
for to the left, to the left. You know, it reminds me so much. Once again, what did I do for about 21 years? And every time I hear that song, that's what it reminds me of. But I never knew the name of the song. And then all of a sudden, boom, irreplaceable. Love it. I love it.
Wow. Well, that's a good point. I remember growing up as a kid in Philadelphia. And Michael, you're also originally born down in Philadelphia as well. But remember the DJs would come on after a song would play, and they would tell you what the song title was or, you know, that was playing or just played. And it meant so much to learn the titles. So that's kind of stayed with me at Hair Radio throughout the years. You know, I could just put the song on and just not say anything. I think you do the listener kind of a disservice because the songs, a lot of them want to go and later Google the song and play it again or play it again on their own or buy it even or what have you. So to me, that was always important to say. I think I announce all the songs I usually do. Or at some point, you know, we try to get them in, who sings them or something like that, so folks know what it's all about. So thank you, Michael.
Very much so.
Oh, yeah, music is important. And we usually do a wrap-up on Friday. Thursday we have some more classic songs and all of that good stuff, and I'm super excited. And it should be a very, very good show. I'll share more about my trip to Houston on tomorrow's broadcast and so much more.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, so Michael, good stuff. Plus, again, Michael, you are working on Vet Talk Radio for Tuesday. So that's going to be
Oh, yes, very much so. Very much so, Carrie. And I have been doing my due diligence and doing research. So I'm going to put together some very special things for the Black History Month veterans and There are some vets that most of us would be surprised that they are veterans of the armed forces.
Wow.
And that, you know, that are African Americans.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait. That's what this is all about. So listen, Michael, I'm going to get on an interview that I did recently with Mayor Blackwell out of the Cleveland. She's Cleveland, Ohio area, but her town is called Maple Heights. So I've been there, and I want you to take a close listen, and we'll be back. Stay with us. I have a very, very special guest joining us again today. It's been a while. It is my great honor, literally, to welcome the mayor of Maple Heights, Ohio, the one and only Annette Blackwell. Good morning. Good morning, officially.
Good morning.
And welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back on the show.
Yes, of course. I think one time we had you, and I think we had the former mayor from Jersey on, and it was such a wonderful, we got a great response. So I just always wanted to pass it. I don't think I ever had a chance to pass that along to you. Listen, let me just remind everybody. First of all, Mayor Blackwell, you came on our broadcast before you were mayor.
I'm
going to take full credit for this. Mayor Blackwell came with our show before she was mayor. You guys, some of you sharp ear folks have been with us a while. You may remember this. And I remember you were running, and such a great campaign, by the way. And I remember you were running for mayor, yes, and you dropped by Hair Radio. And we just talked up a storm. Oh, my gosh. Mayor Blackwell, I could not be any happier for you if I had won.
I was so happy.
Yes, absolutely. And I just loved out there. I had a chance to visit once out to Maple Heights, and I just loved the ambiance. I loved the community, you know, the way folks were towards one another. I just loved it. So I thought it was just wonderful. So I had a great time out there. I really did. Very memorable. I'm still friendly with folks from that visit all these years later.
Well,
so,
a lot of people are descendants from the South, so we have that Southern hospitality, a little small town city.
Well, that's what I, yes, and you know what, I want to kind of go there with you this morning, Mayor Blackwell. Please. For the folks who have never visited out to Maple Heights, give us a little bit about what makes Maple Heights so special.
Well, you know, Maple Heights is an inner ring suburb, and we're about, I'd say, 15 minutes from the central city, and the central city being Cleveland, and that's the biggest metropolitan city. So we are a small suburb, ethnic suburb, I would say. Historically, this city has been Italian, Slovenian, and Polish. A lot of German immigrants settled here. Currently, as we speak today, Carrie, we're about 72% African American. So that flight took place in the early 70s to the 80s as the city began to change demographically. And we're now a majority Black inner ring suburb.
Wow, that's incredible. So how does that, you know, I was going to try to see if you know, if you could explain how that might feel, because I'm trying to think. I don't live in a place like that. But how does that, you know, does that, you know, foster some kind of special pride or, you know, that sounds amazing to me to hear that. 70% African-American community?
You would think it's amazing, but it's not.
Oh,
and this
no.
part of the country, when you have the demographic shift, or most commonly known as white flight, it is remnants of redlining. Communities like Maple Heights, which are, was like I said, rich in ethnicity, as the German immigrants settled here for the work that was here, and another race moves in, primarily Black. They tend to move on. Assimilation isn't always successful. It's usually separation, segregation takes place, and they move out. It has not always been historically documented that Blacks and white live harmoniously together, and that is the story of Maple Heights. So huge white flight exodus, as I said, being redundant on purpose in the late 70s and 80s, and this is where we are today in 2024. We're now no longer a city of European immigrants, but we're a Black city now, predominantly.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, I have to kind of just back it up a little bit, because I have to officially offer my congratulations to you on winning a third term in office there. Yes. Congratulations. And again, I'm taking full credit for starting this train, even though I didn't.
Yeah.
We'll still take credit for it. Congratulations. So now, how does this feel to be, you know, was it surprising or did you expect to, you know, get another term? How does this feel?
Well, I was hopeful. I've done the work. I have a report card that says I've been, I have moved the agenda for it that I put forth first in 2015 when I sought the support of the residents of Maple Heights, and I won in 16, my first term. I keep my own personal scorecard and I measure my success to make sure I'm delivering on campaign promises. I don't want it to be platitudes, something on a campaign literature, but I actually hold myself, have held and continue to hold myself to those pledges. I don't want to call them promises. Promises can be empty, but to those pledges. And then I constantly measure how I'm doing, and by the scorecard that I keep, which match up again to those pledges that I hope to bring forth for the residents. It's all based on giving everyone that chooses Maple Heights, our residents as well as our stakeholders, our businesses, a return on their investment, an ROI. If I choose Maple Heights, what do I get? I get a responsive government. I get snow plowed. My trash is picked up. Street lights are replaced. Potholes are filled. Police calls when there's danger. Fire and EMS call when there's a fall and the person can't get up. And so that is how I frame my priorities for the citizens of this city.
I love that. Well, that's all quality of life, things that we, you know, a lot of folks take for granted in other places and things, but that is the work of city, and you are just doing it up. So I love that, and I love the word that you use, pledges. I love that. I'm going to borrow that word out here, Mayor Blackwell. I love that. Yes, so outstanding. And I love that you said, now, how are the constituents, how are the folks that you represent, how are they receiving all that you're doing there?
I would say having won this reelection with almost 73% of the vote,
wow,
that they've received very well, and they've checked the box next to my name again. They have been recipients of the pledges, of the work, and I'm going to take the fact that they checked my name again, that I am still their chosen candidate.
Yes, that means something. It really does. And I'm so, first of all, let me just say, I'm just beaming with pride, really. You know I am. Yes, absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, again, we are talking with Mayor Annette Blackwell out in Maple Heights, Ohio, which is just a wonderful, wonderful place to visit. And again, I'm raising my hand. I've been there and just love the people. They were just so kind, and I remember just chatting up a storm with folks at every turn. So I loved it. So again, she is celebrating her third term as of this interview today, and just, you know, just doing some things. So now I know you have, you mentioned your agenda earlier when you got started. Now I'm looking at three terms, you know, down the road, and you know where we are now. Has it kind of, you mentioned shifting, has it kind of changed what you thought you were coming in office to do perhaps, or you kind of always knew what you needed to do being from out here?
I did. The city was a city that was in fiscal emergency, which means it's a city that had gone, in layman's terms, in another world, we call the city was bankrupt. We were in receivership in the state's auditors, the state's chief financial officer, the state auditor had taken over the finances. And the city had been given a five-year fiscal recovery plan. So I came into a city that was in receivership. I knew that. And so my focus the first 4 years was improving our finances and reducing our expenses, first identifying what had gotten us there. You kind of need to go back to see, how do we end up here? And then from there, creating a strategy to pull us out of that designation, putting together a recovery plan, doing my own economic development, understanding who my business partners were, who are our largest taxpayers, creating a relationship, meeting with them individually to see what needs we were meeting, what needs we weren't meeting, were there plans to stay, expand, or leave, where there was doubt to try to shore up that, you know, asking to give me a chance to work on those things that we weren't doing so well on. We had a very small staff service department, so we weren't doing as well as we could with infrastructure repair, road repair, responsiveness to snow. The equipment was old and we didn't have the staff. So I was able to really take that feedback and the interaction with those business owners, because that's my biggest source of income here in Ohio. It's the income tax revenue from the folks that work. So that was a strategy.
improving service, really having a customer service plan. I heard from people that wanted to, specifically investors and developers that wanted to build here, invest here, that our building department was not professional. They weren't knowledgeable. They come in on Monday and get an answer, come back on Friday. It's a different answer, depending on who you got. But really improving the knowledge of our employees and having them understand what the customer service principles were. And, of course, being carefully looking at our finances, our revenues, our practices, what were the best practices in financing, meeting regularly with our finance director, meeting monthly with the state auditors, supervisors that came to Maple Heights from Columbus, which is our state capital here, and following the direction, proposing ideas, and it was a five-year recovery. We were unofficially done in 4 years, so I actually overperformed and did it in 4 years rather than five. We were officially released in five, but we were really out in four.
That is amazing. And a word that comes to mind is transparency. When you talk about things like that, you, in order to do the kind of changes and make the changes that you've made, you've got to be transparent in your efforts. And I think that that is clear, literally.
If I could add, in addition to being transparent, you need to have a knowledge base. This is a business.
Well, this is true. To
drive the point home, this is a $42 million business. It's a $42 million business. That's the budget that I am charged with managing, of course, with my finance director and all of my executive staff. And so there are checks and balances, there's best practices, there's auditing that needs to be done, there's revenue management, there's expense reduction. It needs to be run like a business. And I think sometimes, and I do want to make this point home, people choose the name they're familiar with or someone they like. They need to have if you're going to run a $42 million business, are you going to put it in place and you're looking for a return on your value, your friend or someone that has that skill set? There is a skill set. Now, our charter says you have.
Absolute incredible broadcast. It really has been today.
Very much so.
I've been loving the show. Yeah. So just want to remind everybody we'll be back tomorrow on Thursday, which is going to be February 22nd tomorrow, 2024, episode number 957. So we're kind of knocking out these episodes, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
Episode.
Fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, had so much good stuff, great music, and it's almost time for our outro. We'll see you back here 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. And again, I want to thank all of our guests, everybody, BeyofiGlobal.com, BeyofiGlobal.com. So you want to check them out. And You Go Girl, the T-shirt offer that Sam and Bob is doing, remember? Where he pays you to wear the T-shirts and all of that good stuff to promote the You Go Girl braid hair. So all of that wonderful good stuff. And if you have any questions, contact us at Hair Radio. I'm right, Michael. From those
Very
at the Hair Radio Morning Show, Vet Talk Radio, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, our entire team of hair folks, and just all that's contributing to the broadcast. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here is our outro. It's been a great day.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution.